FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A police manhunt is underway for the gunman who shot and killed three people in Inanda, north of Durban this morning. One person survived the attack in the Hlungwane area.
A man believed to be in his early 40s and a 24-year-old woman were found lying on the road with multiple gunshot wounds and were declared dead at the scene. A few meters away from the first crime scene, another body of a man believed to be 50 years old was found inside his cottage room, also with gunshot wounds. His neighbor was also shot at but survived unharmed.
KZN SAF spokesperson Robert Netchwinder says it's understood the suspects shot the man and woman and went to a nearby house where they demanded the keys to a minibus taxi. He says they took the spare keys and the woman who was staying at the property were not harmed.
The same suspects are believed to have continued to the cottage down the road where they shot the third victim and took original keys before driving off with the minibus taxi. The minibus taxi was found abandoned in the Ndluzuma area.
Now, the attacks come a day after a man and woman were killed in the same area yesterday. It's not clear if the two incidents are related. Mop-up operations are underway in communities in Margate and Etikweni, where heavy rains have left a trail of destruction. The storms rolled in on Sunday night. At least five people lost their lives in Margate. Kohta MEC Bongiwe Sithole Moloi was among the victims that descended on the town yesterday.
Four of them had through drowning because the three were found in one car of a doctor who was traveling with two passengers. They were all found in that same car. And the other one was found in another car on the same river. The fifth one was found in the house because she was struck by a lightning. So in Umzumbe.
Several roads remain closed in Margate, where some businesses on the beachfront were washed away when a stream overflowed. A car dealership was one of the worst affected businesses, with over seven vehicles washed away. Sithole Moloi says the Rankonyeni local municipality has also temporarily closed its 10 beaches as a precautionary measure.
Firstly, the assessment is continuing because it's not only in Rankonyeni, we are also having some damages in Umzumbe and Umdoni. Teams are on the sites, and by the fact that such huge trees are down, it means that it was a very, very powerful water that was coming through.
Two people were injured in Umgubaba, south of Durban. Over 35 homes were damaged by heavy rains in Etikweni. Now further afield, eight people have died after a fishing boat capsized in central Mozambique. Officials say six children were among the victims from a farming community and were crossing the Zambezi River. A search is underway for two people who are still missing. The incident comes a week after a shipwreck killed almost 100 people, many of them children, further north. A recap of our lead story. A police manhunt is underway for the gunman who shot and killed three people in Inanda, north of Durban this morning. That's it from the Newswatch team. For now, I'm Natara Nadesan.